And it's time for some parenting with Justin Worsham. Justin.
Yeah, you didn't know Justin had his own music.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I've arrived, Mo.
Oh, wow.
Remember when this guy used to run your board for you on the weekend?
And look at you now.
Now this guy's got a theme song.
Were you any good? Were you any good when you were running the board?
Let's talk about what we can.
Was he terrible?
That's
Mo?
An off-air comment.
Oh. You know, it's funny. I don't think I was that bad, but Mo.
That's how you end up in parenting. Right?
Kind of full circle where we're at right now is Mo's show was the first one I had to hit the dump button. Weirdly enough, because Shannon Farron called him during his show.
Oh, that's a true story.
Oh.
She called me just to talk.
Like as we're coming back,
yeah. I'm on air. And I put the phone up because she's like, you know, Shannon, I'm thinking she knows I'm doing my show. So I put her phone up to the microphone.
On speaker.
And I'm talking. It's like, what's up? And she says, hey, MF or da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
She dropped the F-bomb. And he goes, Shannon, I'm on the air. And then she dropped an S-bomb.
True story.
Oh, it just kept spiraling
true,
from there.
I forgot about that. That is a true story.
Yeah.
And
like
I can't blame her because, one, she didn't know she was on speakerphone to all of L.A., but she did know, presumably, I was on the air. She knows the clock like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. She started off with, what's up, MF? Oh,
they're very close, evidently.
Clearly.
Not everyone can, you know, greet me with an MF.
Yeah.
My mother can.
I hope she doesn't.
Yes, she does. You met my mother.
I told him earlier. I said, I just want to hang out with your mom. Like he's like, no, you don't.
I met your mom at one of the Handle Life shows, and I got to be honest, she does not come across as a lady who would greet her son with an MF, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, she...
A couple of drinks, maybe?
No. She's one of the most profane people you'll ever meet.
Really? Oh.
She will cuss you and everyone you know under a table.
Really?
She sounds like my late grandmother. Oh,
I like
she would
this
sailors look at her as like, golly.
She doesn't look like she'd do that.
Oh, yes.
You guys were singing, so maybe she was like, she had a professional face on.
Yeah, she was professional at that point because she was out in public. You know?
get her
to private, to party or something, or at home.
I wish I could do that with my wife.
She's wearing,
everybody,
pearls.
Everybody who slips up and curses in front of my kids, they're always like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, their mother says far worse. Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
We're talking about parenting. That was the household in which I was raised.
Yeah.
And her father, my mother's father, was more profane than she was. She got it from him, and I came by it honestly. You know, I do curse, but it's usually when I'm frustrated and I'm mad. It's more an expression of emotion, not just because. My mother's like, she'll drop her keys. Gee, dang it. Where are my MFing keys?
Yeah. Oh no.
She'll string them together like it's a dialect.
I like that we're on this organically. I want to keep going with this because I'm curious to see what your guys, did your parents cuss, Layla?
Yeah, they might have dropped a couple of words along the way.
So here's what, like, I always love this comparison between, there's two things that fascinate me in life. Just any dynamic within a marriage, like whenever they're squibbling or fighting. I just love what people fight about in a relationship. And the second thing is this dichotomy of the parents that we had and the parents that we are. Right. So my question to you is that you had parents who cursed. You're saying like literally like it was just part of her brand, your mother, Mo. Right.
Yeah.
So do you think that makes you more prone to curse? Because the current parenting rule is that if you curse in front of your kids, they're just going to go to school, the grocery store, and they're going to get expelled because that. Yeah. But my kids never had that issue, never had that problem. I don't hold anything back.
I knew that the way my parents talked to me was not something that I could repeat.
But it was never spelled out to you?
Oh, it was spelled out to me. MF-er, if you use any of these GD words at class, I'm going to beat your MF-ing behind.
Oh, no. I came from the do not repeat what goes on in this house, like conversations-wise kind of household.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, I knew I couldn't go to school and repeat, like... And I didn't have parents who cursed like sailors. Just if somebody drops something, or like they may occasionally say, oh, S or whatever. They weren't like sailors.
Yeah.
But I knew bad words were bad words. So I didn't carry any of that with me. Now, as an adult, might I slip a word or two? Yes. But I try to keep that in check because I also do this job and a job on TV. So I can't have that in my vocabulary, right?
We all have that friend, right? Like whether they're in a professional setting or a personal setting. And they're cursing like a little bit excessively for what the dynamic is within the room, right?
And you're thinking, whoa.
Whoa. And I think that person is the one who ruins it for all parents who just want to curse because that's how they live. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's K.O. Kelly. That's her.
But you did not become that person is my point. Do you have any siblings, Mo? I'm sorry.
I have an older sister.
Does she curse? Like, is she that person in the room?
She's the exact opposite of my mother as a parent.
Oh.
Yeah, in just about every way. The only time I usually cuss is when I'm angry or frustrated.
Upset,
it's an expression of emotion. And to this day, I don't cuss a lot around my parents. I don't drink around my parents. I just don't.
As
I feel
a point, or you just, like, it feels weird?
It feels weird.
It's weird. Yeah,
I don't have that type of relationship or level of comfort with them.
Yeah, I don't
my
use
parents,
curse words.
As I've gotten older, I'm in my 40s now. My parents seemed a lot more comfortable getting drunk in front of me than I am comfortable getting drunk in front of them. Right. Like, my mom, she's retired. She will tie it on. And you'll get some kind of confession that you don't want to hear. About how much she loves your father in a private setting. Like, okay, let's put the cognac
down.
That's
way too much info.
But here's the thing. I'm sorry, I'm taking us all over the place.
That's fine.
But Mo, my question is that I'm fascinated by this. Is your sister the kind of parent who's like, well, we try to avoid no? Or, like, is that how far she goes?
Yeah, but in other words, my parents were physical disciplinarians. She did not spank her son.
Yeah.
My father beat the crap out of me. All the stuff that he did would be illegal today.
Yes.
I mean, it just would not happen.
Everything's against
parenting
rules.
He beat me
rules.
So I would not get arrested, okay? That was the motivation.
Such a weird thing.
So you got spankings, or you got more than spankings.
I had beatings.
Oh. Yeah.
It would have been illegal today, the way he spanked me, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. My dad, too. My dad knuckled me on the head, or thump was the light one. Like, he had, and he was a contractor, so he had strong, and he would take that thumb, and he would cock it to the side, and he would swipe like that.
I can remember all the spankings, Max. It didn't take much for me as a kid, but I look back, the times that I was spanked, I deserved it.
Yeah.
Like, the time I almost set the living room on fire, because we were lighting toilet paper with candles and watching it disintegrate. And then when the light, because the power, it was like we had a storm, the power went out. So my older sister was supposed to be babysitting us, but she was being negligent. So my brother and I were bored. She lit candles. It was like a storm outside. She lit candles and we were like watching the toilet paper go to the ground. And then when the light came back,
you did this indoors.
There was a hole in my mom's brand new carpet. And I tried to put like a sleeping bag on top of it and go to sleep so she wouldn't notice it. My brother told on me, like, I deserved
spending. Oh, you earned that one.
Because
you got your money's worth.
That was a don't play with fire lesson. I never play with fire again. You know?
I don't want to speak for Kay Kelly, but I would venture a guess that based on that anecdote there, Layla Muhammad's parents loved her more than maybe Moe's and Justin's did. Because I think that wouldn't have been a beating. That would have just been disownment or death. Like,
No. I learned a lesson and never. But again, I was not a kid who had to be, like, nobody cursed at me. I just, I knew right from wrong. And I think about the handful, literally, of spankings I ever had from my military father who could look at you and you start shivering. I didn't repeat those mistakes ever again. But my sister, my older sister is a parent. She doesn't spank her kids, though.
Yeah. Well, because now what we get confronted with, and this is another thing that comes up a lot, is that the data shows it's so weird to say this having experienced it, right? Because we feel like in this room, no, I am the data. It's very effective. I remember.
Yes. Yeah.
But the data shows is that it's not.
It worked for me.
And here's what my concern is, because I'm literally stumbling onto this thought right now.
Yeah, because we're getting ready to break. You know that because you worked here and know the clock.
I know the clock. I'm going to drop an F-bomb in about 30 seconds. No, it's this idea of, like, what if this whole idea of spanking and the data that comes out about it, because I've done stories on this segment with Gary and Shannon where they talk about how if you're too stern with your kid, it could cause low self-esteem. And when you dig deeper, they're talking about literal abuse, not even what we're talking about that is now abuse that, you know what I mean? It's not that. It's very, very different. And I wonder if today's world of looking at spanking is actually looking at it through those lenses. Or if that is genuine data that shows if you spank your kid, the likelihood of them, the more statistically, they are more likely to misbehave more.
Yes.
That's what the data
says. See, that's the thing. I say beat your kids in a physical disciplinarian way so they don't grow up and break in my house.
What I'm asking for. Beat your kids.
Okay.
And on that note, Chris Little.
Hi, Chris Little.
I am supporting. Go ahead, Chris Little. Take it away. KFI AM 640, Gary and Shannon Show, Mo Kelly, Layla Muhammad, joined by Justin as we're talking about parenting, or actually just getting in that behind.
the conversation we just had off air, we would not have on the air because we will be judged. Who are horribly.
If there wasn't a statute of limitations, our parents would be brought up on war crimes just after that commercial break. Right. Look, and everybody listening, by the way, if you are north of 40 listening to this right now,
right.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. If you're north of 50, right. You're laughing at us still. You're like, oh, you have no idea.
But see, the thing is, I was raised, and as a stepfather, I understand this, you're not a friend. You're not trying to be a friend to your child or stepchild. You cannot be a friend. You are the protector, the provider. You have to make sure that that child does not end up dead or in jail. And my parents did that for me. Because if I were left to my own devices, I would have been dead or in jail. You know, and a friend told me a long time ago, the decision which changes your life is the car you don't get into. Because there are too many times, if I would have gotten in the car that night, I probably would have ended up dead or in jail.
Mm-hmm. But you know that now. Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing that came up during the break is that we, all of us have this example for having parents who are hard on us, right? That car door opens. And for me, it was always that voice of my father who was like, just knowing what would come after that, that I said to so many of my friends in high school, like, oh, that sounds like fun, but my dad would kill me. I got to go.
Yeah.
And I just left. Like, that was just it. Or he made me have a job. That was another big thing that I wish. That was one of the things I've always applauded Gary for what he did for his son and helping him get that job at the tire shop. I know it was a big part of the show and all that. That's a huge thing. And the only reason my dad did that is because it was something that he just fell into. He just needed money because my grandparents were broke. They were farmers. And so he got jobs. And after he grew up and had kids, he realized that, oh, I would have done all those stupid things Mo Kelly's talking about had I not had a job that I had to go to that occupied a lot of my time. I think that's also the sad part about what the pandemic has done for a lot of kids in these teen years by taking away sports. Mm-hmm. For a lot of kids, sports is that thing that keeps them out of trouble. It burns off that energy for them.
I just don't understand how kids today, in a general sense, don't understand that there is a way to speak to and not speak to adults. I'm real big on that etiquette, to set up that delineation and line as far as a child. You have to know your place, if only because you can't provide for yourself, you can't protect yourself. And so there has to be that separation between parents and kids. And I think that's lost today.
And in your experience, is that it's not, I would argue that it's probably not about being inappropriate in the sense of having a tone with a strange adult, but more just insecure about having that conversation.
I think kids know that there are no consequences to how they act up in school, and teachers know that if they
that, can, okay.
Teachers know that the parent is not going to back up the teacher, they're going to back up the kid, even though their kid is acting a fool.
Let's check a survey on that after the pandemic, because parents have had a year with their own children.
Yeah.
And I bet you a lot of parents are going to say, I know what your teacher is saying is right, because you did that during the pandemic at home.
Vegas is going to have nothing on the suburbs across America once all schools are back up and full and good to go.
Oh, well, Justin, I want to talk with you about what you came here to talk about. We didn't even talk about
it. We can do it another time.
We're supposed to talk about something. No, we were having this conversation about when you as a parent, as a father specifically, are with your kids, and let's say your wife has gone to the spa or the grocery store.
Oh, babysitting.
Are you hanging out with your kids and being a dad? Are you babysitting? That drives me crazy.
I'm offended by when I've heard stories. I've seen it in movies and TV. I've never seen it in my personal life where a friend of mine who was a dad said, oh, I'm babysitting the kids. I've only seen it in movies. But you said you've seen other people, heard other people say it or do it. I think it's offensive. You're parenting. And I do think it's because we're in a little bit of a cultural shift. I'm not trying to be a snowflake. I'm not trying to overreact to somebody's term. But I think it's part of this idea of, like, when a guy says, oh, I'm just babysitting, it's a psychological subconscious thing that it's like, I'm not really, I'm a dad. That's not my role. And that role is evolving in our society. And I think we're gonna see that, and it goes away in the next 50 years or so. They won't make that joke about babysitting, or if it will, it will be a joke, I should say.
And I mentioned the babysitting because you saw a study that talked about how, was it gorillas who?
Gorillas watch over other, in their herds, they watch over other young. Doesn't matter if it's theirs, doesn't matter, or anything. And all of this stuff came out of it that was fascinating about the evolution of what fathers are today. And the biggest thing that I saw is that in a herd of gorillas, orangutans, most apes, right? Mm-hmm. When the mother dies, the child is statistically at zero risk of also dying in these ape communities because of that. Because somebody else just steps in. Usually a male will be there to protect the kid. And that's what separates apes from most other animals all across the board. that most fathers have zero involvement with children, with the exception of fish, because the moms have nothing to do with fish. And then there are examples where males do a lot of the parenting, and then birds often co-parent. But all other species, all other animals, with the exception of these apes, the fathers aren't really involved.
But see, they don't have to worry about divorce.
That's true.
Alimony.
Yeah.
And child support. That changes everything.
I'd love to sit down with a silverback gorilla and just explain, buddy, like, listen.
John and Ken Show coming up next.
Justin, thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
This is the Gary Shannon Show. KFI Answers.
We're not here to make up your mind. We're here to give you the latest.
We're live on the iHeartRadio app, I think.